Luckily, I think he had a little megalomania. I think.
Agricultural policy?
No.
Never heard of that?
No. The agriculture department was quite out of touch with the villagers. Uh-huh. We didn't get round the country.
Don't you think that before 1931, this department should have been given more priority and more push?
The agriculture department? Uh-huh. Well, I don't think they were neglected in any way. I don't think they got down to the practical effects of the brass tacks. The agricultural officer would come round and advise people to use steel ploughs, which go in about a foot and a half. Well, the villagers said, no, you may laugh at our little scratching the surface, but we know better. When you go down more than about 6 inches in the mud, you bring up things from the subsoil, which are inimical to a crop. It produces sandflies, it produces paddy flies, etc., etc. And we know this from thousands of years of experience. Well, I've got the villagers.
Pardon?
I back a villager for knowing more than a chap looking up a book in a drummer.
Would it be fair to say as a criticism that many of these specialist officers tried to adapt the villager to scientific principles rather than adapting the scientific principles to the...
You hit the nail on the head, exactly.
It is very interesting that Furnival makes a very similar point with regard to Burma, very similar conditions too.
Really? Yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, we've done irrigation. I was in charge of the village works. Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the irrigation department?
Well, they were only employed on the major works.
Mm-hmm. How was the liaison between the AGAs and the irrigation officers?
Well, we hadn't much to do with each other, mm-hmm. because they were employed on the huge things, a tank, 15 square miles or something. We were dealing with village channels most of the time. They would always help, but they were... difficult to get on with. They regard themselves as a class apart, and they look down on us very much, and sort of enmity. They hated the civil servant. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but...
I'm not saying that it was so in your case, but possibly there's a history of some snobbishness on the part of the civil service earlier.
Well, we all trace it to the fact that the agriculture department for many years lived in Trincomalee. That was their headquarters, mm-hmm. apart from the secretary, by miles, you see.
Yes,
they regarded themselves as not under the control of the chief secretary, sort of thing. You know, they had an attitude. This is not my own view. It was a general view. Mm-hmm. And in certain cases, they rather seemed to me to be resentful of any...
interference.
Well, even suggestion about something.
Was there something of the a professional snobbery, if I may use the term?
Well, I suppose it would be professional rather than social.
Yeah. You know, this is something you know nothing about.
Well, of course, everybody's rather inclined to do that. Yeah. I mean, the doctors, the PWD. Well, first of all, I was to build a new residency, and I had a certain amount of money allotted, and I had to... split my allowance up, you see, first of all the cost of the land, you see, then the cost of the building. So I, in forming my estimate, which I was bound to do, I've been told to do it, see, and put down on paper what I thought was required in the way of how many rooms and all that sort of thing. I wrote to the provincial engineer and said, could you kindly give me a rough idea of the cost per cubic foot in this country, in this area. Mm-hmm. Well, it varied, of course, with towns and villages and so on. He said, yes, 75 cents, or whatever it was, per cubic foot. Well, working on that, I framed something which would come well within my estimate, and sent that up to the headquarters, the PWD architect's department, and they queried, they said, don't talk silly. Where did you get this figure of 75 cents from? Nonsense. So I wrote back and said, from your provincial engineer. See their man in the province and called. He got into trouble. He told me he got a censure for disclosing confidential information to outsiders. Of all the things. Well, I built the house, the finest one in Ceylon. I've never occupied it. I saw it rising from the ground, but never saw it completed. I know they had a dining room that held at least 60 people. I said, well, that would do for four rooms, including a little sewing room for my wife and two or three other rooms and so on. Using the space to much greater effect. We don't, in Malta, we don't have dinner parties of 60. Okay. 60 is perhaps the maximum in front of the time.
There are some other odds and ends. I was thinking of asking you about Bowles, for instance, regarding Anderson's dispatch on the riots.
Yeah.
He says that Anderson was fooled by cases specially prepared and concocted by the lawyers. Well, something to that effect. I think he used the word concocted. But I have read the dispatch and it relates solely to these shootings in Kegal.
Yes.
And it goes into quite a lot of detail about them and seems fairly sound.
I didn't see the dispatch, of course. It was only in the Kegal area that these things happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we've covered most of it.
Yes, I think we have covered most of it.
Cooperative Credit, well, I don't know much about them. It didn't seem to catch on somehow. Lack of staff, I think. After all, these things have always got to be kept under constant pressure, constant supervision, otherwise the natural instinct is to let things slide.
That
was some move.
Push. Mm-hmm. What sort of man was Campbell?
Oh, first class. Mm-hmm. They all were. Big men and they did a lot, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted six of them, at least a dozen of them.
And they didn't have that?
No, just about four of them, I think. Mm-hmm. For the whole country. So you could have done quite well with one in each province, at least.
Did you feel any change between the period pre-1931 and post-1931? The Donovan Constitution.
Change in what?
In drive, sense of purpose.
No, I can't say that.
Of course, you were in the customs then and you're not in the field. But
I was in the field in the Eastern Province in the 30s.
31, 32.
Yeah.
Well, this I'm just asking solely because I know that Senator Naika brought a lot of drive into his
field. Oh, yes, he certainly did, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was wondering whether this was felt in the provinces.
Mm.
Was he perhaps anticipating too much, rather sanguine in his hopes?
Who?
D.S. Senanayake.
I don't think so, no. Yeah. He got the drive and he was on the right wicket all the time. He was the most able man. Could you turn it off for a moment?